Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we are discussing the Ontario Food Terminal and local food initiatives with Jackie Fraser, Vice Chair of the Ontario Food Terminal Board and owner of Fraybert's Fresh Food.
Welcome, Jackie. Thanks for joining Flock Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Jackie, can you give us an overview of the Ontario Food Terminal? What's the role in the local food supply chain?
Yeah, the food terminal is a fascinating place. It's been around actually for 70 years. It's our 70th anniversary this year. So it was created back in 1954. Many people have probably drove by it 1,000 times and not even known it's there. It's located in Etobicoke, just off of the QEW there. I guess it's the Gardner at that point. It's a big 40-acre site there. You know, back in the day, that was kind of a fairly industrial area. It's become quite residential. So if you drive by during the day, there's not a whole lot going on. It's a real beehive of activity first thing in the morning. But it's the largest food terminal of its kind in Canada and the third largest in North America. Something like 2 billion pounds of produce go through the food terminal every year. And it's just a wonderful spot. It's a great hub, one-stop shop for small stores like myself and up to larger stores as well to go in and buy produce, wholesale produce to bring back to the stores.
Well, Jackie, congratulations on your appointment as Vice Chair of the Ontario Food Terminal Board. Can you tell us a little bit about your responsibilities in this role and how it relates to supporting local food initiatives?
Yeah, I was really excited to be appointed recently. I've always been really passionate about the food terminal. I shopped there as a teenager, and that's kind of what got me excited about local food and probably is one of the reasons why we created Fraybert's Fresh Food to begin with. So I was really honored to be appointed. Our role as a board is to oversee the management of the food terminal and sort of the big picture items to oversee and manage the facility. A good example is things like there's sort of two parts of the food terminal. There's what we call the docks, sort of the indoor warehouse tenants who can sell imported or otherwise. And then there's a farmer's market outdoor part, which must be Ontario produce. So that's how we support the Ontario farmer, is providing that space for locally produced food. So a good example is, as a part of their lease, the tenants in that area agree to sell Ontario only produce, and we have to make sure that that's done. And there are sometimes challenges where some of the tenants out there are perhaps trying to push the envelope a little bit on that, and we can sort of oversee that, call them in, have a chat with them, and tell them about the importance of maintaining that space for Ontario only produce.
Can you elaborate a bit more on who uses that food terminal space? So tell us about that from the Ontario farmer perspective. How does that work? If you have, say, apples or strawberries at this time of year, or peaches, like how do you get your produce to the food terminal for sale? How does that work?
Yeah, so you enter a lease and you rent your stall out there in the Ontario, in the farmer's market area. We have about 400 farmer's market tenants right now. So selling everything from horticultural products. There's a lot of plants going through the terminal at this time of year, everything from strawberries, apples, greens, the whole, anything that can be grown in Ontario is sold there, hothouse items as well. One thing that's changed from when I was a teenager, where a lot back in the day was the farmer, him or herself showing up, you know, the pickup truck and their produce. Obviously, farmers are busy farming and growing things, don't always have time to be trucking everything down to the food terminal. So a lot of them are dealing through brokers. So I deal with a lot of brokers down there who work with a number of farmers within a geographic area and bring the product to the food terminal. So a whole range of different sizes and shapes and whatnot of folks down there selling produce. So it's great for stores like myself, where I can go down there and I can get my Ontario strawberries and asparagus this time of year, apples all year round, and then, you know, go into the warehouse tenants and get my lemons and bananas, because we have to have some of those things on our shelf as well. So it makes for a great one-stop shop for businesses like myself.
Okay, so tell us a bit more about how you work with the food terminal from the business perspective. I assume you have to go down super early in the morning because of traffic and everything else. I can't imagine driving all the way into Toronto to buy produce just at any time of day.
Oh, yeah.
And then how do you ensure the quality and the freshness of the products that you select? How does it work from your side?
Okay, so yeah, funny side story. I grew up on a dairy farm, so I'm no stranger to early mornings. But I thought I'd be really clever and get an off-farm job on the local produce farm just down the road so that I wouldn't have to, you know, get up at 4:30 to milk cows. And it turned out I was getting up an hour earlier than my dad and my brother to go to the food terminal. So yes, it's a very early morning, partly to beat traffic, but also the early bird gets the worm. You want to go and get the good stuff while it's there. So now living in Fergus, it's a little bit over an hour drive down to the terminal. So I try to be on the road by about 3:30-ish to get down there. And it's in the early days, it was a lot of, you know, going, just walking around. Like I say, it's a 40-acre facility, so pretty big site. Getting to know who's there, you know, making connections with growers, brokers, and wholesalers. You know, a little bit of trial and error on where the good quality product was, and building those relationships. So over a couple of years, you really kind of solidify all those relationships. It's now pretty easy for me. In fact, I texted all my orders in to most of my suppliers. And it'll just be a matter of going down and grabbing it tomorrow morning. But you know, you do take that time, and there's a little bit, you know, there are some things I wait and make sure I check out the quality before I commit to it by text. But over the years, you know, I've grown good relationships with growers down there, and you trust the quality, you know, and a lot of them will be upfront with you, say, I don't think you're going to like my grapes this year or this week or whatever. So it's a matter of building those relationships and then following through. Yeah.
Jackie, can you speak to how Fraybert's Fresh Foods supports local farmers and producers and why that's important for your business to prioritize locally grown and sourced products?
Yeah, local is what we're all about. That's our big passion. My husband's a chef, so we do ready-made meals and all kinds of catering and things like that out of the store as well. But we both just, you know, we come to it with that passion for local food. We're often asked questions about, you know, why don't you carry more organic, or why don't you carry this? And it's like, no, our focus is local, and that's the number one thing that we go for. So we deal with some farmers, you know, outside of the food terminal. We deal with some local growers directly, who are, you know, within driving distance that we can pick things up or have delivered. We do have a local greens producer who is also organic. It's just north of Bellwood Lake, Salad Days Farm, which is fabulous. They delivered us directly on a weekly basis. Our sweet corn guy, he's just around the corner from the store, and he brings it. Once that's in season, he'll just bring it daily. So we do have a lot of those sort of local relationships that help, you know, to get the super local Wellington County stuff in, on our shelves. I have to mention it's Local Food Week this week. And so we're celebrating that and really just trying to use it as an awareness piece for our customers to encourage them to look for the Foodland Ontario logo and just tell them, you know, how to find local food. So.
Excellent. So is it just produce, or do you guys supply other items like maybe Ontario lamb?
Yes, we carry all Ontario meat products and dairy and grains as well. I was focusing on the produce angle just because we were talking about the food terminal. But yes, it's a very good point. We also sell local lamb. So we source our Ontario lamb through the butcher shop. It's a company out of Mississauga. And we specify anything we get from them is Ontario grown. So we love Ontario lamb. I wish we could sell more of it in the store. We do sell a lot at Easter, and we have some frozen product throughout the year. But it's a, you know, we enjoy talking to customers about how much better Ontario lamb is than imported, you know, the grain fed aspect. It's, you know, there's a little bit of fat in there, which is awesome. Not that sort of gamey stuff that you can get elsewhere. So our customers are pretty committed to Ontario lamb as well.
Excellent.
I feel like we could have a whole conversation, but we don't have to dive too deep into it, but we'd love to hear more about what your customers are typically looking for when they come in looking for lamb. And if they're not familiar with Ontario lamb, is it like, do you, like, how does that conversation tend to go with them? Do they Do they know what the difference is between Ontario lamb versus other lamb products available in stores, or?
It's a great chance for us to talk to them about the difference. Yeah. They don't necessarily come in knowing the difference, but you know, they do ask questions like, well, why does Ayers only carry New Zealand lamb or things? And then it opens that door for the conversation about the difference in how lamb is raised in the two different countries and just the importance of it being fresh and supporting local farmers. So our clientele are very open to that, of course. Yeah. Well,
I'm sure our listeners love to hear that. So Jackie, as a small family-owned business, can you speak to some of the challenges that you've faced in managing Fabert's Fresh Foods and how you've overcame them?
Yeah, certainly lots of challenges in any smaller family-run business. We're challenged with, we don't have the economies of scale that the big guys have. You know, there's been a lot of talk lately about the big five grocers. I mean, really, we have five companies that control pretty much the entire grocery market, you know, and there's a lot of chatter about bringing in more multinationals to compete. And it's like, hi, we're right here. Why don't we just support the local grocers that are trying to do it right here instead of bringing in another multinational huge company? Because, you know, with food inflation issues over the last year or so, we see how dangerous it is when you don't have enough players in the business. So that's been a huge challenge for us. The food inflation issue has been a huge challenge because people are going to discount grocers. They're not going to stores like ours in times when, you know, when cost of living is such a challenge. This past month or so has been great for us. And there's a number of different reasons. I don't know if the Loblaws boycott had an impact. I don't know. You know, we're doing a bit more marketing, things a bit different. May generally is a great month for us because local asparagus starts and everybody's getting their barbecues out. But we're feeling a little more hopeful. It's been a rough year or so with the food inflation issue. And I know my colleagues are all feeling the pinch as well. So hopefully we've turned a corner on that. But yeah, definitely economy of scale. Just not having access to, you know, the lower cost, you know, not being able to have the bargaining power to get our stuff in, our supplies in as cheaply as the big five can, which is a kind of a good segue into also the role of the food terminal. That is one of the beautiful things about the Ontario Food Terminal is a great, it levels the playing field. So we are able to access produce at the same prices that the big guys can get their produce at, and maybe even better through the food terminal. So it's too bad we don't have a similar model for all the other things we want to carry in our store to make, you know, that a little bit more efficient for us.
Interesting.
Well, Jackie, I was going to ask if you had seen any uptick in new people visiting the store this past month with the boycotts and stuff like that are happening, but you already answered that question.
Yeah, anecdotally, we did have a few customers mention it right at the till saying, I'm here because I'm not going to Zehrs. That's our local Loblaw owned store in Fergus. So that was heartening. You know, any little bit helps. I never know how long these things last or how impactful they are, but if we are getting some awareness out there that, you know, if you don't want to be beholden to five companies for your groceries, you need to support your local independent as well. Yeah,
absolutely. So Jackie, you've mentioned that you are, you sell fresh produce and fresh meats and dairy products and everything. And that also your husband as a chef makes ready-made meals. So what other developments do you have planned, or tell us a little bit about the evolution of your business and what you have planned for the future?
Yeah, the ready-made meal component is a big chunk of our business. We also have a first full-service deli where we do pizzas to go and sandwiches to go. We're really looking to expand on our meat counter offerings, so having, you know, ready marinated kebabs and roasts pre-cut and maybe, you know, pork loin wrapped in bacon, things, just some more sort of value-added features on our meat counter. And increasing our ready-made meal offerings, just offering some more variety and whatnot. We do a lot of soups as well. So really looking to expand on those value-added pieces, the sort of higher margin pieces within the store, but always making sure, you know, we stay true to the roots of the actual just local food, like your actual produce and meat and whatnot that people can take home and do whatever they like with. So yeah, but really looking to grow those, you know, higher margin areas as we go forward.
So I know Fergus is growing, and are the demographics changing of your customers? as Fergus grows?
Yes, Fergus is growing. We're actually going to double our population, I believe, over the next 20 years. So that's comes with a lot of challenges, but is exciting as a retailer because that's twice as many customers for us to hopefully reach out to. We're seeing a lot of people moving from the GTA, maybe more like retirement age, but I shouldn't say specific. There are lots of young families moving into the community as well. So we're really trying to reach out to all of those new folks, letting them know we're here, especially people grow that have moved from Toronto, for example. They're used to going to sort of local independent markets. There's tons of those in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And so they're excited when they find us and say to right, like, oh, we're so happy that when, you know, we moved up here, we didn't know what our offerings would be. And this is great. So that's, you know, music to our ears. We're happy to hear that.
Excellent.
Jackie, you'd sort of talked about the issues that the pandemic had brought. Can you expand on that and how the COVID-19 pandemic affected the operations and customer interactions at Fraybert's Fresh Food and what sort of strategies that you implemented to adapt to those challenges?
Yeah, COVID-19, I will say the pandemic was one of the best things that happened to us at the time. I remember when everything was getting shut down and being on the phone with my mom in tears thinking, this is it, like this is the final straw that's going to kill us. And next thing I knew, like there was lineups, we were having to limit who could be in the store.
Wow.
And our sales actually doubled in 2020 compared to 2019. It was absolutely insane. We did that with skeleton staff because many of our staff did not want to work during the pandemic. So it was crazy, crazy times. And I think back on it, it was really wild. But it was an opportunity for us to reach out to new customers. So customers that didn't feel comfortable shopping in the bigger stores. As well, Fergus, it's a commuter town. A lot of people were doing their groceries in Milton or Mississauga where they work. Now they were having to do their groceries here in Fergus. So that helped us as well. And we were right off the top. We laid out our store in a way that, you know, the flow through is COVID friendly. We had an entry door and an exit door and we all started wearing masks right away. And our customers felt safe and that really benefited us. So that was the good. So during the 2 years, 2020 and 2021 were very good years for us. During the pandemic, also with restaurants being closed, we had the ready-made meals. So that was also very popular for, you know, now that the restaurants were closed. So that was all good for us. But then, of course, then the aftermath of the pandemic with food inflation and everything that happened, then that was quite rough. So we've sort of experienced both ends of the spectrum.
Wow. So based on your experience as an entrepreneur in the local food industry, it sounds like it's been a wild ride. What advice would you have to give sheep producers and farmers that are looking to explore opportunities to work with local businesses and food suppliers?
Yeah, it's a wild ride is a good description. We just celebrated our 16th birthday actually last weekend. So 16 years in business, it's been wild. But any advice that I offer to any growers or producers that are looking to get their product into a store like ours is, yeah, just pick up the phone, give us a call. Shoot out an email, set up a time. We do like it. We set up an actual appointment, just wandering the store. Don't always hit the right timing. Come on in and let's chat and be prepared with your wholesale pricing, what your delivery schedules might be. Have all that information ready. And, with the stores like ours, what sets us apart from the big five is having those relationships and having those products maybe come directly from the farmer and be on our shelf. Having that story available so that we can either post things in the store or use our social media to talk about, you know, why getting lamb from your farm is the best thing ever it's great. And we love that kind of thing. So yeah, don't be shy. Please reach out and see us for sure.
Well, Jackie, if people did want to reach out, where would be the best place for them to reach you?
Okay. Well, we're at Fraybert's Fresh Food. We're in beautiful downtown Fergus. We have a website and social media. You can reach out through that our phone number is right there on the website and you can give us a call.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for joining us today.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Thank you. I'm ready to drive to Fergus. I'm ready for ready-made meals at this point.
That's awesome. I could talk about the food terminal and local food all day. So this is great.
That's awesome. And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for another research-themed interview. Hey, Jordan, is there anything cool going on at the Ontario Sheep Farmers?
The University of Guelph is looking for sheep farmers for a research study to explore factors influencing biosecurity-related decisions on-farm and to identify barriers to the translation of biosecurity knowledge into biosecurity implementation. If you have questions or are interested in partaking in the study, you can reach out to germannj at uoguelph.ca. Again, that's germannj at uoguelph.ca. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts to future episodes, and please share this episode with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org.